the newly crowned all-time leading trainer, Dale Romans.
Well, Chef Edward Lee,
I'm honored to be with Dan Issel.
I'm at the offices of Louisville Public Media.
Stephen George,
budding country music star,
J.D. Shelburne.
Rocky Adkins is with us.
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show, Louisville's longest-running and most interesting podcast. Join Rick Redding, your host, as he talks with some of the city's most interesting individuals. The city's leaders in politics, business, sports, and the arts join Rick in lively one-on-one interviews, taking on the topics that are making news in the Ville. Right now, Rick's ready to get the show rolling in the Louisville.am studio. Here's Rick.
And yes, this is the Rusty Satellite Show coming to you from the RE/MAX Properties East Studios in East Louisville. My name is Rick Redding. I'm your host. I've been doing this for 329 consecutive weeks. I'm very excited about this week's show. Of course, I'm kind of always excited about this week's show, but my guest this week, you may be familiar with. I hope you are. In the second part of the show, we're going to talk about a great story in Louisville. The Story Avenue Park. So, you know, it's right there at the end of the ramp from 64 East at Story Avenue. And there's this little piece of property right across the street from the Eye Care Institute that has been in various stages of misuse or disuse for many, many years. There was a ceremony last week in which the mayor and several metro councilmen attended, and they dedicated the new park. It's got a little track around it, 15 laps to make a mile, so it's a very small circle, but there's basketball courts, a playground, park benches, picnic tables, the works, and it's all for nothing. Just an example, as you'll hear later in the show from Mark Prussian, my guest from the Eye Care Institute, it's an example of how the public money and private money can work together to make a good thing happen. So I'm anxious to share that story with you, along with some news from Boostertown. As you mentioned, Mark is coming up later in the show. The show is sponsored by the Eye Care Institute, along with Heiser Health, the company that keeps me healthy. If you need to lose some weight or just get some better habits, talk to Peggy Heiser down there at Heiser Health. You'll hear a spot for them later on in the show. I'm also doing a lot of work in real estate here on the Secolor team at RE/MAX Properties East. Now is a great time to be looking for a new home. You can call me at 502-439-6391. I'd be glad to talk to you about setting you up with getting you pre-qualified and looking at homes. That's what we're doing. There's plenty out there, and there's plenty of people looking and buying homes these days. So I've got another little segment about real estate coming up later in the show. But let's talk about my first guest. And she is an icon in this city, and you know her, because everybody knows the Cookie Lady. All right, I got to go down to the her name is Elizabeth Kizito. She is a native of Uganda and came here to Kentucky after moving to the United States at the age of 17. And it's just a fascinating story. She's got a lot of energy. She's very happy, and her business is booming. This year, the Louisville Bats celebrated part of their celebration of 20 years in town. 20 years, the entire time the Cookie Lady has been showing up at Slugger Field and selling cookies, and people know who she is, and they're very friendly with her, and she's just exudes happiness, I'll tell you that. So I'm going to get to that interview next. I went down to her store. It's on Barstown Road in the Highlands, and she's got some interesting stuff in there. They're always making cookies in there. It smells great, and there were a couple of people in there making cookies, and there were a couple of customers came in, so there's a lot of stuff going on at Kizito Cookies right there on Barstown Road in the Highlands. If you get a chance, go by there. It's really great. She sells some other stuff in the store, as well as a lot of baked goods. So anyway, let's get that started. Here's my interview in the Highlands with Elizabeth Kizito.
We're about to blow the cover off of Rick Redding's secret. Hi, everybody. Bob Sekolah here. You know Rick is the force behind the city's longest-running and most interesting podcast, and he knows what makes Louisville a great place to live. He's plugged into the city. As a journalist, he's covered stories in every part of the city, so he knows neighborhoods. Now the secret. He's part of the most successful team in the city, the Sekolah team at RE/MAX Properties East, and he's putting his experience to work for buyers and sellers like you. The Sekolah team sells more homes than anyone else in the city. And now, Rick is at your disposal. Call him anytime, day or night, at 502-439-6391. 502-439-6391.
And today, I am in a familiar place to our listeners. This is Casino Cookies on Bardstown Road, and I'm with Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm doing that well. What about you?
I'm doing great. This is awesome. It smells great in here.
Thank you. I don't smell it anymore, but I like that.
I see a lot of activity going on. How much cookies and brownies and stuff do you make?
A day.
A day.
Oh, God, it's hard to count everything every day, but I mix cookies. We get up here in the morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. We start baking cookies and packaging them. Once the delivery man leave, we start mixing cookies and put them in the freezer.
Wow.
The cookie dough.
Okay. So, let me ask a little bit about your background.
Yes,
because
sir.
I'm very interested. I've read about you, and I know you came from Uganda. You're a native of Uganda, and you came to the U.S. at what age?
I was 17 years
17.
Old. Yes, sir.
But not to Kentucky.
Not in Kentucky. I went to high school 1 year in Denver, Colorado. Then I moved in a little town called Portales. It's in New Mexico. That's where I went to college, Eastern University of New Mexico. Then I met my ex-husband over there. He was a track star. We moved to Louisville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So your marriage brought you here to Louisville.
Exactly.
And then you stayed, and the marriage didn't last.
It didn't last.
Okay. But that happens to a lot of us.
Yeah, we have one son together, though.
Okay.
Which was good.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Now, you didn't immediately start this business when you moved to Louisville.
No, I didn't. I never had a real cookie, like chocolate chip cookies, until I came to America. My father owned a bakery in Uganda, but he just made bread and cakes.
Okay.
And somebody gave me cookies, and I love cookies so much.
You remember where you had your first cookie?
The first cookies I had in Denver, Colorado, when I was in high school.
Okay.
I liked them so much. But when I moved to Louisville, I started making my own cookies. And I ate so many chocolate chip, where I started taking them to work downtown. I was working in this restaurant called Charlie's.
Okay.
Downtown on 6th and Main. So I share my cookies with my coworker.
So they just became so popular you had to...
Start making them because my coworker was just the waitress girls. We asked me, why don't you make those cookies? We'll buy them from you, you know? And it's like, oh, that's easy. I'll make some for them and I'll buy them. I start with $20.
But that's still a challenging thing to go from that to owning a storefront and making all these cookies. Was it easy for you to make that call?
Yeah, it was easy to make a call because there was demand for it. Mm-hmm. When I got my license downtown, I was so surprised how quick my business took off.
Okay.
Because I was like, with my husband and I, we were talking about like baking cookies and sell them downtown. And I went to the city to get a permit to sell them on the street. And I started over here at the Theater Square on 4th and Broadway, and people told me, move over there nearby the courthouse. It's a better place, 5th and Jefferson. There's a lot of people go to court, and the lawyers go to the main, walking around there more.
Right.
So I moved down there, and the next thing I knew, they wrote me up in the business fast, and I was not expecting it, and then, boom, there was a line.
Wow. So
waiting for me.
Now, this year has been a big year for you.
It's been a terrific year. I've been like, this is yesterday was our anniversary. We've been open the store for 30 years.
Wow.
We've been here in this same location.
At this store. Wow.
And this year has been great. I got new windows. My building was painted and I got a bobblehead. August was the cookie ladies. August, the cookie ladies month.
Yeah, that had to be a great feeling with the bobblehead. Tell me how that came about.
Oh, God, yeah. Because I've been going the new since they built a new stadium, the Bat Stadium downtown, I've been going there every day, and a lot of people know me. The kids grow up seeing me. For 20 years, I was like there all the time. and they decide they're going to celebrate a 20-year anniversary. They didn't know what they're going to do with that 20 years to make it so special. And they decided to celebrate me.
Yeah.
And they called me and they say, we want to make a bobblehead for you in November before the bobblehead was given away in August. And I didn't know really too much about bobblehead because I've been seeing them being given away downtown. My husband was so excited. He's like, yes, we want you to be a bobblehead.
This is a big deal.
And ever since this year, we've been great. My business doubled because of the bobblehead. From
really?
The time there's during the thunder, people saw it was posted at the door.
Okay.
And they talked about it. Everybody was talking about it. Everybody got so excited. Then in a couple of weeks before it was given away, I had like a blast.
Yeah, well, when I came in here, I expected to see some around here. You said you're out of them.
Yeah, I have like a couple at home. But you see, if I keep them here, I end up giving them away too quickly. But I'm getting more
okay.
mates, yes.
Getting more mates.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, I'm really curious about, you know, people see you at the baseball games.
All the time.
And you go to other big events.
Oh, I do, like St. James Festival. I just, like I was telling you, it was so hard to get in touch with me because I was like, every day I was going somewhere and I had to produce the cookie to sell. From August the 2nd or before, I couldn't keep up with what I was making because we are state fair.
Yeah.
We have all those concerts at the fairground, three concerts,
right.
Three weekend, and we had to go through St. James. And we had to go to Harvest Home in New Albany. So I've been like going all the time.
Yeah. Well, that, of course, you're distinctive for listeners that may not know you. You put the cookies in a hat and
yeah,
walk around.
Yeah, I put them in my basket. I'm from Uganda and I grew up carrying a basket on my head. And we carry water on our head in the bucket and everything. So when I came here and I was kind of embarrassed doing it, but it was so special and unique. My husband said, that's what you need to do to be famous.
Yeah,
everybody would notice you if you walk around the street. And I did. And they did notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many cookies can you get in that hat?
Oh, it depends how big the basket is. I'm trying to go smaller basket. I'm getting older. I cannot put as many cookies as I used
okay.
to put in when I was younger. But I can put like maybe 40 or 50 cookies.
Wow. Okay. And so you go, when you're out in public, I guess you go through a hatful and then what, you go back and get more?
Yeah, usually when I go, like, for example, when I go to the ballpark, I have my cookies in the dolly, in the boxes, because I go refill. So I walk around with my cookies and I fill the basket up and I come
okay.
back and fill it up.
So people, I guess people know you, you must have friends, man, people expect to see you, right?
A lot of people, if I don't show up, they call me, what happened to you? They're all so concerned. They're always looking for me at the ballpark.
Yeah. Well, I did want to ask about, I remember a few months ago when you, I was like everybody else. I was worried you were growing out of business or something when you had the boards on the windows and stuff.
Yeah, everybody was so concerned because, you know, the building's so old and they put a glass in the wood and it was getting rotten.
Okay.
Because of the weather. And the building is kind of crooked because of the weather too. So every time they put a glass in, it break. So the guy,
okay.
I told him I'm going cross down the month of the, after Christmas. And we went, my husband and I went on vacation to Africa. And they put a board up. And everybody
okay.
was so concerned what happened to me. They thought I was out of business. But of course, we're getting a new makeover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so you have, I read something else about you. You go regularly back to your
yeah,
home
I try
country?
To go like maybe once a year or every couple of years. I go down there and see my family.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you, I guess when you came here to Louisville, you didn't have family here.
I have two children here and grandkids now, but when I came, I was by myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was that tough?
Yeah, I was young, you know, I was 17, everything was good. I lived with the Sapansa family, so I got was like, lived with a family where I was able to do a lot of things with them.
Okay.
And I got used to the American way of life. Then I went to college.
Yeah.
Then, you know.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I mean, I know you've been recognized by like the mayor
Yes.
You've sort of become a local celebrity.
I am. I'm from the airport. You can see me. I have a big picture 10 feet in the airport. Somebody came and said, you know your picture at the airport? And I went out there and saw it. It was great.
So, that's got to be a surprising
yes.
thing to
yes.
be
that bigger deal, because you know, I'm sure you recognize everywhere you go.
Yeah, if people hear my voice, they know who I am.
Do you like? I mean, outside of the business, I mean, you go out. You have like favorite places you go to dinner, or?
Yeah, I don't really eat that much because I go so much in the evening life. I'm always going like a festival, or I'm doing a ballpark or a soccer game. So we eat more at home than anything else.
Okay. Have you, I mean, you said you doubled business. I mean, is the people like to eat cookies,
I guess. Of course.
I mean,
they
more so than it used to be, say,
10
years
people
ago?
Eat more cookies now, more than they used to, and... You know, they're freshly baked. We sell different locations, like Walgreens, Hind Brother Coffee, and downtown we have a lot of places we deliver cookies to.
Okay, so probably the walking around at events, that's a significant part of your business, but
yes,
you've really got a lot more placed in retail, and you got people walking in the door here.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Okay.
But for me, going to festival, that's where the money is, because people get to see me, and then they kind of come here and buy a product.
Okay.
You know, for.
Yeah, I see. A lot of people don't know you sell other products besides cookies.
Of course.
Tell me about those.
Well, I sell a lot of, because you know, in my location, cookies. People like cookies, of course, but I had to put more African crafts in here because, you know, I go to Africa and I collect different things and I sell them here.
Okay.
Then when I sell them at like State Fair, I take all my crafts and sell them with my cookies.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm looking around. There's a lot of interesting stuff. So you get foot traffic in here?
Well, yeah, we get it. Like from now on, we're getting ready for fundraiser. We do a lot of fundraiser. People order cookie dough in a tub and like 2.5 pounds in a tub.
Uh-huh.
Schools, and we make them. That keep me busy through the holiday, and baskets and different things people order, and all this stuff we sell.
So, like you're saying, like school fundraisers, they get product from you,
yes,
and raise money that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
people want to go on a trip or anything like that, they order like a bucket. We make like
a
ton of buckets. We just got some empty bucket. We're going to start filling them.
Wow. What's the, I don't know if there is one, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what's the most unusual thing that's happened, like, at the ballpark or out in public?
Wow, everything's great. Everybody's so positive when they see me.
Yeah.
You know, so, I was hit one time with a ball at the ballpark.
Really?
But hit the pole before it hit me, and everybody was like, oh, cookie never got hit. It didn't hurt. But of course, I went to the doctor and checked my head, I was okay.
The ball hit you in the head?
Not that hard.
Okay.
Yeah,
it must have knocked all the cookies.
It hit something else, and then it hit me hard,
okay.
Little gently. And one time I was selling cookies, and it came right in my basket. That was unusual.
Did they fall out of your hat when the ball hit you in the?
No. They had never left before. My basket never fall off my head.
So I would think like kids and stuff might like run up behind you and try to.
Oh,
take
no!
Cookies
everybody's
out of the
so
hat.
Respectful, and I leave my wagon right there. Nobody touches because everybody's watching. Just cookie ladies, cookies. Don't be touching
don't
any.
Don't be stealing those.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been a delight. Elizabeth, I'm glad I got to come down here and meet you.
Thank you very much.
Place.
I've been thinking about you. I'm so glad you called back.
Okay, thank you.
Heiser
thank
Health, you. Your complete health source for preventative medicine and optimum health. Visit the experts of medical doctors and nurse practitioners so they can evaluate your overall health and your health as you age. Heiser Health uses the primary preventative technique of nutrition with real food and effective exercise. If you qualify, you may need hormone replacement to optimize your health. Call the experts at Heiser Health, 502-882-4252.
All right, you can't help but smile, can you, after listening to Elizabeth Cazito? I really enjoyed meeting her. I did not. I resisted, and she didn't offer a cookie. So I'm trying to stay true to my diet and all that stuff, but... Anyway, there's a lot of good stuff in there, and I was glad to do it. As you know, if you follow the show, this is a part of the show where I just go solo and get a few things off my chest, if necessary. And I do have some things. I have some things today I like to talk about. I don't know. One of the things that Mark Prussian, who's our next guest, told me about was that this week, did you know that on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show, Teddy Abrams was on? with Jim James. They played a song and had members of the Louisville Orchestra. It was really good. You can look that up. Just go to the Tonight Show and Teddy Abrams on your Google machine, and you will find that video, which was very cool. It's very cool to see Jimmy Fallon talking about the Louisville Orchestra. So making national waves there. Good for them. Good for them. I'm glad we've had Teddy Abrams on the show, of course, and would love to get Jim James. Don't know what that would take, but anyway, that's something you can look up if you'd like, something you didn't know. I always pay attention to TV, and I've noticed a few weeks ago I learned a little bit about what's going on at WDRB. They've got a new GM. His name is Dale Woods, and he is keeping up the Bill Lamb Point of View series. He's keeping that going. He's done a few of them. He started October 1st. Just for a few weeks, news director Barry Fulmer did a few, and I mentioned that in the show. But I was a little bit amused. Woods is from grew up in Ohio, and he's worked at TV stations all over the country. One of his first ones was about sports betting, and I'm not going to say he's naive, but I think he's hopeful in a way that is not realistic when you know about the political situation around here. But anyway, Woods, he delivered this editorial saying he knows Indiana's already got sports betting and how much money they're making on it, and he just hopes that the people in Kentucky will do the right thing and wise up and start keeping some of that money here. That pause was for you to laugh, because this guy's a little naive if he thinks the Kentucky legislature is gonna pass something as progressive sounding and with some questionable morality as gambling. The hypocrites here. Number one hypocrite, the governor, proudly stands and hands out the trophy where everybody's betting on horse racing, and then comes out and calls ideas that would make money for the state, like sports betting or legalizing marijuana. He calls them fool's gold. He doesn't like them, and it's all based on his supposedly moral high ground. It's embarrassing if you're if you're a regular person and you don't want to be associated with that kind of thinking. Bevin is in a race with Andy Beshear for governor. I reported last week a poll that found them even. The race is even though he is the least popular governor in the country. He's riding Donald Trump's coattails. And what about that? What about the people in this state that just hang on to Trump, even though that... the evidence is overwhelming that he traded with Ukraine for he wanted an investigation of his political rival Joe Biden, and he was willing to hold back funds in exchange. You've never heard the phrase quid pro quo as much as you have in the last few weeks, but. Anyway, I'm not going to get off on that political tangent, but Bevin is, Bevin even I saw this week, backed up the president when he used the word lynching to describe what Democrats were doing to him, because he's such a, Bill Maher likes to say, whiny little bitch. That's the national political scene. Here in Kentucky, it's going to be interesting to see if enough Kentuckians rise up. I was reading on Twitter. Matt Jones has the greatest Twitter feed on politics, really, that there is. And he said his most popular, most liked, and most repeated tweet was one that questioned some of Matt Bevin's decisions and where that would go. All right. So I'll tell you one thing I've been doing in real estate this week. Attention, employers. All right. There's this program that I'm working with Swan Financial. You remember Randy Rocky was here on the show, and we went out to dinner last night, and we talked about this program where you, Mr. Employer, if you have some people at your company, will let us come in and talk for 5 minutes and present this program There are no money down programs, no closing cost programs. If you're a first-time home buyer, if you're one of those people out there paying $1,300, $1,500 a month in rent and you're not buying a home because you're afraid of the down payment, give us a call. We can make things happen for you. We can make, Mr. Employer, we can make you a hero in front of your employers for bringing this employee benefit to your company. And the best bet and the best thing about it is, probably not the best thing, but one of the things at closing, if we go through this process together, you'll get a $500 gift card. How about that? All right, so moving on to sports. I did go to the Clemson game last week. It was a wonderful day, perfect weather, a lot of Clemson fans in town. I sat next to one, and you know, he was very nice. He was an older fella, very nice. But one thing he said tells you how deep into the Clemson lore they are. We were talking about Trevor Lawrence, who had thrown two interceptions, the Clemson quarterback. Touted as an All-American, maybe the best in the country. He didn't have that good a day against Louisville. Threw two interceptions in the first half, and there was talk in our section about Trevor Lawrence, how good he is, and versus like Lamar Jackson, who's breaking records every week it seems in the NFL for the Baltimore Ravens, and we just couldn't believe this guy said that he'd rather have Trevor Lawrence than Lamar Jackson. Right. At that time, the game was close. It was 3-0 after the first quarter, and it was going to be 10-3 at halftime until Clemson got a break on a touchdown near the end of the half. Of course, they went on to win 45-10. Louisville didn't cover the point spread. It was not a happy ending. This week they got Virginia, and it looks like it's going to rain. I don't know what that's going to do to our tailgating plans. It's a 3:30 game, and you know, it ought to be a good game. I haven't seen the spread, but it's close. I mean, Louisville has a chance to win this one, and it would be a big win for the program. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens if it's played in the rain. I don't know that I'll sit up there in the upper deck in the rain. I'm not that big of a fan. So we'll see how that goes. In the interview coming up, you're going to hear a little bit of a piece of news that I didn't know. You know, down in Butchertown, and Mark Prussian is well versed. He's you know, if it wasn't for Andy Bleeden already being the mayor of Butchertown, I think Mark would be the next up. And he let me know that the Butchertown Pizza Hall, which you know, famously went out of business, even though it seemed like it had plenty of business there, it shut down about a month ago, and the South End Pizza Company, the one that's gone into the Colonial Garden space, Union 15 is going in there. I don't have a date or anything, but it's going to happen soon. And this week is also, I guess it's next week, the Hotel Distill and will open down on Main Street. That's something we've been looking forward to for a long time. I can't wait to see those barriers go up in front of the sidewalk there. That's going to be great. One more personal note. My condo is back on the market. I had some people staying in it for about the last month. So it's a great condo right in Clifton at the corner of Idlewild and Brownsboro Road, right next to Pat's Steakhouse. Call me about that if you'd like to rent it or use it for a short time. It's call me at 502-439-6391. That's my condo. And one other thing that's coming up before I let you go and get on with Mark Prussian is the Breakfast of Champions is coming up November 12th, and the Mayor Greg Fisher, is going to speak. So that ought to be interesting. If you got questions for him, that'd be a good time to show up. You get a chance to ask the mayor any question you want. I'm sure he's going to have a presentation. I'm not sure I'm going to be there, but I encourage you to be there. It's a great event. We've been doing the Dick Wilson says we've been doing the Breakfast Champions for 36 years, and now I have only been involved in it, I think, since about 2003. But it's quite an event, and something you should pay attention to. It'll be up on Facebook any day now. So Let's get on to Mark Prussian. He's one of my favorite people in town. He is the CEO at the Eye Care Institute, a sponsor of this show. He has a book called One Eye or Two that you can get for free down there if you just go in and ask about LASIK. Of course, I got my LASIK surgery there a little over a year ago. It was a life-changing experience. It really was. I don't have to have cheater glasses anymore, and I can see just fine. So can't recommend that place strongly enough. 502-589-1500 is their number. But Mark has a lot more going on than just being the CEO of a very successful company. He's a main cog in the wheel that runs Butchertown and is involved in a lot of things. And they just opened the Story Avenue Park, which is quite an accomplishment for him and for the area, and something to be proud of. You'll see it as you get off the interstate at Story Avenue. It's a great thing for the city. So that's what's going on with Mark Prussian and with the Rusty Satellite Show. I appreciate you joining me. Tell your friends about the Rusty Satellite Show. You can find it at rustysatelliteshow.com. You can see all of the 600-plus guests who have been on the show since 2013. And you can follow me on Twitter, Ricky Redding, or just send a friend request on Facebook. I've been getting a lot of those lately, and would love to have you follow the show and follow me on social media. So right now, here's my interview with Mark Prussian.
And I'm so happy to be back in Butchertown, where a lot is going on with Mark Prussian. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you, Rick. I think this is my third or fourth time on your show.
And I'm becoming a regular. I'm going to have to pay you. But thank you for your sponsorship of the Rusty Satellite Show, and for really for all you're doing down here in Butchertown. I just saw in the news the other night that I know it's been a pet project of yours for several years. We finished up the Story Avenue Park right across the street.
I am so excited about Story Avenue Park opening. Here's a park that the city has owned and maintained at least for 80 or 90 years, since the 30s or so. And it was becoming very shabby. And at one time, there was a rec center in the middle of the park. It was the old Boys and Girls Club. There was a building there that was getting to be in need of a lot of repair, and it was leased by Metro Parks to the Boys and Girls Club, and it had a lot of water leaks, and eventually Boys and Girls Club let the lease end.
Okay.
Then some of the neighbors, us included here at the Eye Care Institute, got together, went to Metro Parks and said, we want to build a renovated, expanded park, take out the old building, and have a bigger park for the neighborhood to enjoy. The Parks Department said, we love the idea, but we're short on cash. So we went out and raised the money and paid for a fully renovated park.
All right. Well, it's great. A lot of money went into it. I know the mayor came down. I saw the video with Barbara Sexton Smith. It was a big to-do. And, you know, who wouldn't want a park right across the street from their business? You look out the window and see.
Absolutely. And because this is political, I know that Bill Hollander, who is the council member who represents the Butchertown neighborhood, would also want his name mentioned.
Yeah.
He contributed funds as well to it. So, yes, the mayor, council member, Hollander council member, Barbara Sexton Smith, they were all here for the ribbon cutting. So the park is on a little over an acre. The park has a fabulous new swing set and play area that's fully handicap accessible. We also have handicap parking. We've got new picnic tables, new benches, a new basketball hoop area, and a super nice walking track. About 15 loops makes a mile, which might make some people dizzy, but I think it's kind of fun. It's what is called in other cities, it's called a pocket park, because it fits into a little pocket or a little corner of otherwise unused land. So it's really a great community neighborhood asset.
All right. So and it just was announced like recently. Have you noticed? I mean, you have to notice because it's right outside your window. You can see what's going on over there. A lot more people using it?
There's a huge number of people that are using it. A couple of things really come to mind. There are a lot of basketball players using it. And there is a elderly couple that walks hand in hand on the paved path on the park most mornings. And that just really touches me as a sweet way to start the day. So I really like that. We've seen a lot of community involvement. We got a thank you note from somebody who walks blocks and blocks with their kids who are not yet preschool age from Clifton and said, thank you for redoing this park. We love it.
Yeah.
So that makes us really happy.
Yeah. Well, it really does. And, of course, you've got this great business, Eye Care Institute, down here booming. And I know you want to talk about this great book, One Eye or Two. I love the title. And what's it about?
So I do want to tell you about a book, about the book One Eye or Two, Insider Secrets to Help You Choose the Right LASIK Surgeon. Yeah, so we are an ophthalmology practice, a medical eye and surgery practice. And we wrote a book. The first 50 pages are everything you'd want to know about eye care. It's not written for physicians. It's written for people who aren't physicians to read. Mm-hmm. The middle 100 pages are all about LASIK and laser vision correction. At the end, there's like a 20-page eye words glossary. So it's really good for anybody.
Wow.
And so I want to talk to you in terms of the book about how to spend your perfect day in Butchertown.
Okay. Well, it is, you know, you're right in the heart of it. And, you know, you should know. I mean, there's a lot of great attractions down here.
Okay. So here in Butchertown, thanks, Rick. Here in Butchertown, I'm going to recommend that you spend the perfect day by first going to Andy Bleeden's Butcher Block and going over to Red Hot Roasters, where you can get a great cup of coffee, okay?
Okay.
Secondly.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would also go next door and get a donut.
I certainly would get a donut, too. They've got the best donuts at High Five Donuts. Absolutely. All in Butchertown. Then you come back over to the Eye Care Institute, where you can either have your LASIK evaluation or just pick up a copy of the book with our compliments. Next, go over across the street and see Story Avenue Park and have some fun over there, followed by a visit to Copper and Kings. Then you can have lunch at Naive or at the Butchertown Grocery Bakery that's opening within the next few days on Main Street.
A few days, about there's a scoop.
About a block.
I've been watching that. Is the paper still in the windows or has it come down?
The paper's in the windows. I think it's opening Friday or Saturday, about a block from Slugger Field. Then you could go to do axe throwing. If it's by 2020, you'll be able to go to the new soccer stadium here.
Yeah.
And then have dinner at Butchertown Grocery or Naive, two great Butchertown restaurants.
Yeah.
So pick up your book and spend a day in Butchertown.
I think I've done all of those things, because I've had the LASIK thing here, and I've gone to all those places. So that's really great. What is, there's a lot of talk about the soccer stadium, and you know, you drive by, you see it coming up and all that, and everybody's excited about it. But are you hearing anything about things coming up around it that you can share?
I am, and I don't want to be a spreader of gossip, but some of the projects that have already been announced include a lot of new apartments that are coming on board that already have zoning approval. I've also heard talk of other new restaurants. There's one that's going in at Story Avenue and Cable, which is a pizza place that is currently near Iroquois Park that's taking over the old Butchertown Pizza Hall.
Okay, so, my question was about Butchertown Pizza Hall. So,
yes.
Okay, so those guys, I mean, you're hinting, but I know what it is. So we'll say Union 15.
Union 15. It's already been rented. It's already been announced.
Okay.
They're moving here for pizza in Butchertown.
All right. And I know there's a brewery, right, at the old Dryden?
That's another Andy Bleeden, mayor of Butchertown project. I think it's called Do Something, Drink Love.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's based on, goofy name, like the title of Eat, Pray, Love. New brewery coming, and they hired a really well-known brewmaster.
Okay.
So all of that is coming to Butchertown.
That's very exciting. Because I own property right up the street, as you know, and I love to see all this happening. It can't come soon enough.
I love seeing Louisville become more walkable, more enjoyable, having more activities, including a park. I wish every neighborhood could renovate all of its parks all at the same time, but we were able to do it here in Butchertown.
Yeah, and it's a great example of putting private money with, you know, certainly we hear a lot about the woes of the city budget, and they're not spending money frivolously on things like parks, I guess. But you put some private money in there, and you know you were able to work out a deal.
We did. We worked out a great deal that for anybody who wants to enjoy the park, there are several parking spaces if you want to drive there. Okay. If you live in Butchertown, Nulu, or Clifton, you can easily walk and have a great day in the park.
All right. Maybe meet that nice couple and if you come at the right time of the morning.
If you come in the right time.
That's funny. Let's throw around another topic or two. We've talked about the new things coming to Butchertown. I was curious about the Pizza Hall, what was going to happen to it. I'm curious about on Main Street next to the Goodwood. Do you know anything about that? That's supposed to be a huge apartment complex, I think.
So what I've heard about that apartment complex is that service tanks or service
right,
welding
service tanks building.
Building is supposed to be coming down. What I've heard is the developers are methodical and cautious, and they are working on it, but they are working on it at their own speed.
Okay.
And it is supposed to be a massive apartment building
okay.
when all is okay. said and done.
All right. Well,
and I think it's strategic because it backs up to the AC Nulu Hotel
yeah.
on Market Street in Nulu.
Boy, so, I've been talking about, speaking of Nulu, I'm sure Jolet Antiques.
I know.
Going away. That's like been here longer than any of us.
What an architectural treasure that place is.
I was saying on the show that I would dread being there. All that stuff out of there. I mean, it's going to take forever. You've walked through there.
I have walked through there. I can't imagine organizing it on a daily basis, let alone liquidating it. But it is a great place for people to go and find whatever oddity they're looking for their house, or if they're in an older house, to match up something maybe that's missing or something's broken.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
probably have it there.
It's probably there. But good for you if you can find it. Right?
Yeah.
It's really hard to find stuff. But I'm just amazed at that. It's going to be somehow cleared out. I compared it to like the world's largest yard sale. And then walls, anyway, that's great, Mark. I'm glad to get updated on Butchertown. And thanks again for being a part of the Rusty Satellite Show. And I certainly urge people to come down and get the book.
Thanks for having me on your show today, Rick. I appreciate it. One Eye or Two, Insider Secrets to Help You Choose the Right LASIK Surgeon from the Eye Care Institute.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. Rick will be back in the Louisville.am studio with two more of the most interesting people in the Ville next week. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. To suggest a future guest or inquire about doing your own podcast, get in touch with Rick through Facebook or Twitter, or send an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. To see the full list of guests who have appeared on the show since 2013, go to rustysatelliteshow.com.